They're just yams are just the sweet taste.
Yeah, sure. And
okay. Any other kind of thing you might raise? What?
Well, we usually raise peanuts and corn.
Peanuts? No kidding. Make your own peanut butter here?
No, we don't make peanut butter, but we usually have a good crop of peanuts and we'll bake and they will pop, you know, in the wintertime. We don't care much for them in the summertime, but in wintertime and every year for deer season, well, I'll have a big sack of potatoes or peanuts, parched for deer season to give to the deer hunters. When deer season comes, I take off and go deer hunting. I have a friend comes up from Memphis, Tennessee every year. He's been coming. He missed 1 year out of 13.
Good hunting here.
Well, yes. I have helped kill 5 in 1 season, you know, 1 fall. I killed an awful good 8-point this last time.
8-point? What'd he come out to? What'd he want to dress out?
You know, I don't know. I didn't dress him. He wasn't such a big deer, just a good size, but yeah. He had a good set of horns.
Yeah.
I should have killed that one. Did you see the horns of that one down at Dad's?
I saw a couple hanging up on the...
You didn't see that mounted in the house?
No.
It's a 24-inch spread, a white-tailed deer. I helped kill it. Me and Demo and another guy, we all shot it. We use dogs here.
Yeah.
When dogs actually, and it comes to this one guy, he shot it, crippled it, and I shot it, crippled it some more, and the dogs run it over and bait it in the creek, and Demo finished it off.
Yeah. He told me about one deer got, I mean, a fox that got caught in the... Did y'all get any fox deaths and chickens in there?
Yes, they have. But not in the last several years. We don't have many fox around here now.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of cows.
Yeah. Any sort of things you get after your, that you get in your, just bothersome around here?
Well, not really.
You know, bothersome animals?
No, you know. I've heard of people talk about catching their pigs and calves, coyotes and fox, but I've never had any trouble, and Dad had. Of course, we'll lose a calf, something will happen to it along every once in a while, but if you're going to raise cattle or hogs, you'll do that. You just lose some of what happened to them.
Yeah.
But we don't have very many animals around here to bother.
You still raise your own pigs, right? The little ones you call a...
Pigs? The little ones are pigs.
Yeah. No, females. Little.
Gilts.
Gilts. So. Unbred ones?
Well, they're still gilts.
Well, the ones that have been bred, the big ones, there's a...
Well, they're still gilts until they have pigs, they call them.
I see. What, now... Do y'all get them wild ones up around here?
We did have several wild hogs down where I was born, you know, at Lafferty, down in the River Hills. I killed a big wild hog down there 5 years ago when the snow was on.
Old man fell telling me over in Sharp County, they call them hazel splitters. Or y'all have names for them over here?
Mark, I just call them wild hogs.
Yeah, ridge runners?
Yeah, ridge runners. Some of them call them ridge runners.
Yeah. They got them big old...
Tusked?
Yeah.